This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Strong words from President Trump as he condemns the weekend's deadly mass shootings. One in El Paso that killed 20 people. One in Ohio that killed 9. 10 counting the gunman who was shot and killed by police. Speaking from the White House, the president says,
"Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul. We have asked the FBI to identify all further resources they need to investigate and disrupt hate crimes and domestic terrorism."
The president saying in the wake of the shootings that there needs to be a bipartisan effort to reform the mental health situation in America, and he says the perpetrators of deadly gun violence should always face the death penalty. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The two mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton on Saturday getting much of the attention, but Chicago police are taking action after another violent weekend there. Most of the violence on the west side. The police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, says it's disheartening.
You have to stop and ask yourself, what more will it take before we get a handle on what's going on, not just in Chicago, but across the country?
Chicago police say 15 people were shot in separate incidents just yesterday morning in the Lawndale neighborhood. Police have deployed additional officers to try to stop the shootings and prevent retaliation. North Carolina, the first southern state to ban the use of state funds for so-called conversion therapy for minors. An executive order signed by Governor Roy Cooper prevents state money from being used to try to change the sexual orientation or gender identity of a minor. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Some high-level meetings in Australia yesterday featuring U.S. officials, among them Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Pompeo commented on U.S. and Australian interests in the Persian Gulf, where tensions with Iran are up.
"We hope Australia will partner with us in some of the most pressing foreign policy challenges of our time, like efforts to stabilize Syria to keep Afghanistan free of terror and confront the Islamic Republic of Iran's unprovoked attacks on international shipping in the Strait of Hormuz."
Defense Secretary-designate Mark Esper is also with Pompeo on that trip.
Lowe's is laying off thousands of store workers as that home improvement chain tries to increase its profits. The Wall Street Journal reporting that Lowe's will be laying off employees who handle certain maintenance and product assembly work. According to the Journal, Lowe's workers who are losing their jobs include those who put together grills and wheelbarrows and other such products. Victoria's Secret is reportedly hiring its first ever transgender model. Brazilian model Valentina Sampaio posting a photo of herself at a shoot over the weekend with VS Pink on Instagram. She wrote backstage click and the hashtag diversity. The 22-year-old was also the first transgender model to appear in an edition of Vogue. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. If we're going to get this country back on track and really fully realize the awesome potential that is there awaiting to be released. I mean, already look at what's happening with our economy and other things. You know, as Donald Trump has said, we're winning, but how much more could we be winning if everybody's shoulder was moving in the right direction, all unified, right? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Alan Sunken join us. Alan, New York Times and New York Post reporter for decades, and he has co-written with Aaron Short, I think, a rather interesting book for those of us who have wondered about Trump, who continue to ask. And, of course, you hear all the pundits trying to analyze the President of the United States. Well, here it is. Based on hundreds of interviews of insiders, no anonymous sources, by the way, the method to the madness, Donald Trump's ascent, is told by those who were hired, fired, inspired, and inaugurated. Alan Sunken, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm really glad to be with you, Bill, and a show that's all about facts, which yours is a perfect venue to talk about this book.
Well, you know, and I appreciate all the hard work that you and Aaron put into this, you know, to bring this forth. I mean, because Donald Trump is quite the enigma, is he not?
Well, he is to some, but actually there's, you know, 50 years of him being in the public life and there's much record to search, interviews he's given, people around him. There actually was no reason for him to be an enigma.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, an excellent point is that there's enough information out there. But like all of us, you know, we have the public persona and then we have the private persona, do we not?
That's right. And a lot of the book is about that. Trump figured out how to build a persona. I'm going to move away from that barking dog.
Okay.
How to build a persona that would work. And, you know, to some extent, you know, he's a fan of worldwide wrestling and boxing. And to some extent, the big suit, the red tie, this is all a persona that Trump created. And sometimes when he attacks, and it gets him what he wants. It's a winning persona. And sometimes when he attacks people in the press, they take it personally. And if you think about Trump as basically a guy trying to promote a fight, he'll say anything to get his opponent's goat, you can kind of start to understand why he does some of the things he does.
Well, for me, being in marketing most of my life, and it's, you know, you look at it and you go, wow, you know, I can understand where he's upsetting, you know, the press, because, you know, usually the press controls the headlines, not with Donald Trump. You know, it seems like, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And it's funny, this is the story of the book, and this is why it's a nonpartisan book and why I can, you know, go on shows all over the spectrum to talk about it. There's this idea that Trump's previous runs for president were fake. That in 2000, when he was exploring running with the Reform Party, that in 2012, when he ended up endorsing Romney but had been exploring a run, and in and even with the New York State governor's race in 2014, that these were all fakes. And a lot of the media, even yesterday, a reporter from the New York Times was interviewing me, and she referred to these fake runs.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what those were Trump exploring,
exactly,
seeing if he had a chance of winning, deciding he did not. He has said, I ran for the president once, and I won. And this, it's time for us in the media to go back. If we're tired of being called fake news, let's correct what we know is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We can correct this part of the record. And that is what the book does. This was not an accident. Trump spent at least 15 years, probably more like 30, studying how to become president. He executed a plan, and maybe he got help with from Comey and the Russians and everybody else, but he got himself in a damn good position, and he won.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point here, Alan. How long do you think that he had in his heart and mind that he wanted to be president?
Rona Barrett, who I'm sure you'll remember.
Though, yes, absolutely.
Gossip,
yes.
Still alive, great gossip and entertainment reporter, interviewed him back in 82 when he was just building Trump Tower. And based on just some comments he made about the Iran hostage situation, she just off the cuff asked him if he would want to run for president. And back then he said, well, it's a tough job. I don't know that I'd want to do it, but I think I could do a good job at it. I just don't know that a guy like me, with his background and his predilections,
mm-hmm.
and hair not as good as Reagan's and a smile not as good as Carter's,
right.
could possibly get elected. And he spent 30 years, as our book shows, indisputably figuring out how a guy like him could get elected. And he got some lucky breaks with The Apprentice and the advent of Twitter, but he accomplished it.
And as you say, he did not shy away from addressing political issues. I mean, he had an opinion, and what started to happen as he was spouting out these opinions, you know, in varying instances, somehow the media would go to him, and they start saying, wait a minute, he's not a dummy here. I mean, he has a point. Whether it was you know, his concern about going into Iraq, right?
Right, and he does not like either of the Bush presidents because he felt that that was squandering, you know, American treasure to pursue those wars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I actually don't expect him. I expect him to avoid, you know, foreign involvement as much as possible. He also was very strong for many years about tariffs. Now, there's probably many things that the government does that he doesn't care about, but it's clear that there is much that he does.
Did he always have this sense, being a businessman, that he needed to, you know, if Barack Obama had a sense of, you know, trying to level out the playing field for justice, Donald Trump's point seems to be targeted for business, American business, that American business has been unfairly treated for decades. That has been something that we've seen that, you know, comes from his gut. This is not something top of mind that has only been a recent concern, right?
No, that's very perceptive, Bill, and I think that does explain him. He thinks that if he's the top guy running this company, which is the USA instead of the Trump Organization, that he can balance the sheet. You know, and this is why with China, it's always we got a bad deal. We need to get a better deal. It's always about, you know, extracting a better deal. And even immigration can be looked at as well. In his mind, if people are coming here, if others are coming and taking jobs, that there's a zero, there's only a certain number of jobs, and we want to save them for those that are here. Now, you know, there's other arguments about this, but this is how Trump sees it. And also, you know, in 2000, he came out with a policy book. You can go all the way back to then. It's called The America We Deserve. We interviewed the author. He's one of the, you know, 114 on-the-record sources in the book, no anonymous sources, who will tell you that people have this idea, including Howard Stern and Jay Leno and others who interviewed Trump over the years, that that 2000 run was an attempt to sell a book. Actually, no one was going to buy a Trump policy book. It was what presidential candidates do. They
exactly.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the higher calling that screaming out at us, America, to reach forward and reach for the heights. Why not? This is why we love this country, where we have a chance to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. Bill Martinez here. Alan Sulkin joins us. Alan, for two decades, covered Donald Trump for the New York Times, New York Post. He and Aaron Short have come together to write, to give us just an incredible insight into this president. You know, for those pundits that, you know, often refer, I mean, it just blows me away. You know, they try to talk about President Trump as being some sort of mental incompetent. You know, but I have this sense, Alan, and I'm not sure if this is, you know, if this was reinforced with the people you talk with, but I have this sense that, especially right now, it's like Donald Trump is playing a multi-dimensional game of chess, and everybody else is still on checkers.
I, you know, that's why the book is called The Method to the Madness. I do believe, you know, I am one who does believe that he's playing a game of chess, and or I actually compare him to a boxer. He's sort of doing a rope-a-dope. He's fine if you think he's crazy or, you know, not sharp. That just means he can sneak a few punches in, sometimes below the belt if the ref isn't watching, and get what he wants out of you. What you think of him is really... you know, he does like admiration. He wants people to love him and to cheer him like everybody else, and maybe more than others. But as far as his big game, yeah, he's playing chess. You're right.
Well, it's almost like he loves surprising people. It's like, you know, this past weekend, you know, the tweet explosion that has gone absolutely nuts and sucked up a lot of oxygen. And of course, that was quite fascinating, because as that madness went on for days and days, sucking up oxygen, nobody heard, or they heard very little, of the 2020 Democratic candidate field. Everything was about the four apocryphal Democratic women of the left, you know, now being the face of the Democratic Party. And, you know, and you hear the media, you think, okay, wow, he's really done it this time. And then you hear Trump on the campaign in North Carolina, and you go, he's smart like a fox.
Yeah, and look, smart and well-meaning people can argue that some of the games that Trump is playing have other repercussions that aren't maybe the best. You know, to play with racist tropes like he's doing, it could be dangerous to attack the media like this. I'm not a huge fan of some of that stuff, but you're absolutely right. That is what he's doing. And, you know, he said this in our book. We have an account of his almost run for 2014 governor of New York, and which was supposed to set him up to run for president. Now, he ended up not doing that, which was smart, because he would have lost probably. That Andrew Cuomo was harder to beat than Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
He said, somebody said, how are you going to beat all those Republicans? And he said, I'm going to keep grabbing media attention. I'm going to say one outrageous thing after the next. I'm going to suck up all the oxygen in the room until everybody else suffocates. That is it. That's mm-hmm. what he's doing.
Right. Well, like we said, he's playing a multi-level game of chess. They're still on checkers. And meanwhile, they try to analyze and some of it, because, again, my marketing background and understanding is such that, you know, sometimes, and we've said this on the show, Alan, is sometimes I think he does, you know, he pokes these bears for amusement. It's almost like, okay, well, what do we do today? Oh, we haven't poked them for a while. Let's just poke them. And, yeah. You know, they go... So, go ahead.
We have an account from Rosie O'Donnell in the book who, he, mm-hmm. you know, he's poked for decades.
Yes.
And, you know, it's funny because for Trump, in the end, Trump offered her $2 million to appear on Celebrity Apprentice. For him, it's something of a game. Mm-hmm. And to her, it wasn't. She took it personally. And, you know, some of his attacks were really nasty.
Right.
So she didn't want to. this is, you know, ultimately what he ended up, similar techniques he used against Hillary Clinton. You know, he understands, and I first met Trump, I interviewed him for the New York Post back in the 90s when he was talking about brand building. He was starting to lease his name to other people's building projects. And he learned from the New York City tabloid that celebrities attacking celebrities, and the more nasty you can, will get attention. And he's carried that through to the Twitter age.
Exactly. Well, you know, look at what happened with Mitt Romney. I mean, I thought the attacks toward Mitt Romney were very brutal. You talk about below the belt and mean-spirited. And then after he gets elected, Mitt makes nice, and then now Mitt is a senator, and he's not so nice.
I think they have real principled disagreements. And, you know, I actually somewhat... at least Mitt still seems to not fall into line. You know, this is me analyzing something that's not in the book, but mm-hmm. you know, this dispute goes back really to 2012 when Trump really doesn't want, and Trump's advisors don't want him to endorse Romney. And Romney takes that endorsement in 2012, really holding his nose. And then at the Republican convention, which was shortened, they decide not to run this 4-minute video that Trump had made. And Trump, when Romney lost, Trump, Sean Spicer and Reince Priebus went to Trump Tower and looking for money to help rebuild the Republicans, and Trump attacked them. And he said, you lost because you did not use me
right.
as a marketing tool, as a marketer. I could have won this election. And in retrospect, he might have been right.
Mm-hmm. What about John McCain? That is something that confuses me to this day. I mean, I think there's, you know, I mean, just with some of the attacks towards John McCain and then even, you know, at his death and post, it's just been one of those
right.
things.
But even you, there's limits, and there's some of yeah. this stuff that's hard to take.
Yes.
I would say that this is my best guess. Trump always, there's a guy named A.J. Benza who Trump basically stole his girlfriend in the 90s, and there was a big fight on Howard Stern about it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, they made up. And I think that, he told A.J. when they made up, well, you're a winner, A.J., you're a winner. And I think there is something to, in Trump's mind, what he said about McCain, you know, I prefer people who don't get caught.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something in this power of positive thinking philosophy that Trump has since childhood to the idea that there's winners and losers, and to some extent they're preordained in mm-hmm. heaven.
Wasn't that part of his dad's philosophy, Alan?
Yes.
Yes.
He was brought up in a church in New York that was run by Norman Vincent Peale, who wrote mm-hmm. The Power of Positive Thinking.
Right.
This becomes the secret with later, and this goes back to the 19th century. It's called prosperity theology.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see Trump, he says things over and over again as if to make them true. And, you know, there's almost the sense that he does somehow say things over and over again and they become true.
Yeah, he does have a way of projecting, you know, a sense, you're exactly right, of something that is not necessarily real. Because how many times in all these controversies where he says things, they go, oh, that's it. And then all of a sudden he comes out and he's more right than wrong. Like saying, look at Trump Tower was wiretapped. Well, it wasn't the right word. And so, you know, the FBI and the intelligence community could claim exception. But then you find out subsequently, whether you call it wiretapping or surveillance or whatever. I mean, they definitely invaded his private space, did they not?
Well, look, our book ends at the escalator. And that there are great writers and reporters like you who are following the White House and even the campaign. We wanted to write a book that would show you and set the record straight, talking about correcting facts.
Right.
Set the record straight that Trump thought about it, he built up a campaign, he had a philosophy, and by the time he decided to run, he had a viable plan that would allow him to win. And other than that, you know, where we are now, there's a lot to read and discuss about it.
Yeah, without a doubt, and that'll be a subsequent book, no doubt, Alan Salkin.
Yeah.
The Method to the Madness, it's linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, available at all the usual places. Alan Salkin and Aaron Short present us this new insight to the Method to the Madness. Thank you, I appreciate it.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Strong words from President Trump as he condemns the weekend's deadly mass shootings. One in El Paso that killed 20 people. One in Ohio that killed 9. 10 counting the gunman who was shot and killed by police. Speaking from the White House, the president says,
hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul. We have asked the FBI to identify all further resources they need to investigate and disrupt hate crimes and domestic terrorism.
The president saying in the wake of the shootings that there needs to be a bipartisan effort to reform the mental health situation in America, and he says the perpetrators of deadly gun violence should always face the death penalty. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Maybe it's okay if I'm not okay.
You know, God told us, so many years ago, right? In the story of Cain, he's having a one-on-one conversation with him. Cain's down in his mouth because, God didn't accept his sacrifice. He kind of knew. I mean, Cain knew that he was cheating, and God called him on it. And basically, he still cared enough about him, instead of just kicking him to the curb and just saying, hey, look, you don't get it, you'll never get it, I'm going to give up on you. He tells him, he says, look, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And I've maintained that admonition echoes through the millennia to all of us today. We will reap what we have sown. You look at the culture today, 3 mass shootings over the weekend. They're only talking about 2. They're only talking about Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso. But Chicago, again, a battle zone continues. And that was the 3rd mass shooting. You had 6 people murdered there, some 20-some injured as well. So it was a crazy weekend. This is our culture, ladies and gentlemen, which we live in. And I'm telling you, if we don't do some serious soul searching and stop to consider, what is bringing all this lawlessness to the forefront, we're not going to solve the problem. I don't care how many magazines you take away. I don't care what kind of legislation you take away. This is a serious issue with the very souls of the citizens that live in America today. With us right now is James Levesque. James has got quite a story background. He serves as an international speaker, church planner, a young, emerging apostolic voice in New England and across America. His heart is to see awakening and revival overtake Christianity and every culture. James, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, Bill. Great opportunity. Great honor to be here with you. Love your show.
Hey, well, that's very kind of you. I love your heart because, I appreciate where you're coming from because when you consider where the culture is today, I mean, some people say, wow, James, you know, you just care about Christianity. No, we care about humanity. Christianity and being a follower of Christ is the anecdote that we're all crying for. These misguided individuals felt helpless and hopeless and dark, and they had a choice to make. They could either follow God or follow another God, small g. I mean, we're finding out now that Dayton Shooter was a Satanist. I mean, so what does that tell you? I mean, because whenever anything happens like this, James, we immediately want to figure out, you know, why, right?
Sure. Yeah. You know, I think we're living, it's not even close, probably one of the most perilous days ever.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is we deal with it here in Connecticut. I remember with the shootings that took place in Connecticut just a few years ago.
Yes.
At Sandy Hook, you know.
Yes.
That day when those shootings took place, we went to Sandy Hook. It was about 40 minutes from our church.
Mm.
We started praying for people. You know, they had prayer vigils and stuff. And we just started, you know, sharing the good news with people and offering prayer to those that need it. And I remember somebody ran up to me on the street because they realized I was a pastor. Mm. Although pretty unassuming, Bill, tattoos and all. But they ran up to me because they saw I was clearly leading a group. And they said this to me. Where was God during the Sandy Hook shootings, right? And I looked at this person and I said, he's where he's always been. He's in heaven and he's in the heart of his people. And I can't vouch for everybody that claims they follow Jesus because I know there's some crazy people out there.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't change who God is, right?
Exactly.
The fact that blood is shed. Look, all of this that you're talking about, it is from evil. And that's where we got to understand. We have to fight. Yes, the political and social realm, but look, this is a spiritual battle, right?
Exactly.
This comes from the pit of hell, and you're going to see more and more. The Muslim faith, the Satanist faith, look, these people are unapologetic about how radical this, they think it's a holy war almost sometimes, or a spiritual war. Definitely crazy times we're in.
Exactly. Well, and when you read the manifesto of the El Paso shooter, It ran all over the place. It was totally disjointed, very emotional, and very hopeless. And these are our kids, James. These are our kids growing up. Some of them have been exposed to church. Some have decided church isn't for me. It's not my thing. But God will not be mocked. We're going to reap what it is we've sown. This country decided decades ago to turn its back on God. And it became even more so pronounced almost two decades ago when the President of the United States said he made the declaration that we're no longer a Christian nation. And it was as if Atlas shrugged. I mean, even to have that indictment, you would have thought, just like you, James, it's like you have this heart of Moses. You want to throw yourself between a holy God and a knucklehead group of people who think that they can live life without God. And you want to say, God, please, do not decimate them. Do not. But the fact of the matter is, we're decimating ourselves because we've willfully and stubbornly decided that we know better than God who created us.
Right. The reality is that, and I say it to people all the time, don't get mad at God when you reject his principles for living and you end up in a bad place, right?
Exactly.
I mean, he wouldn't be holy if there wasn't rules there. And you know, there is a war over this generation. I think I'm technically in my late 30s. I'm in that millennial group. But I'll tell you, Bill, our generation is dying. It came out this past weekend also. 30% of my generation say they're alone. 25% compared to only 3 in 1985.
Right.
30% of my generation says they don't even have one friend. So we're literally in the smartphone dumb people age. It's an unsocial media where nobody's making meaningful relationships or connecting, and it's also turning into our relationship with Jesus.
Exactly.
We're running away from, I mean, you want to talk about just Christian values in general? The dinner table doesn't matter anymore. The houses of worship don't matter anymore. Prayer is not mattering anymore. So it's hard not to see where this country is being brought to its knees, and the only hope is going to be to turn from your wicked ways and get this nation back in the hands of God.
Mm-hmm. There's not enough Donald Trump. There's not enough police. There's not enough regulations and laws.
Gotcha.
But here we are. When we ignore God's laws and God's rules, then we're paying the price. So America needs to wake up sooner, if not later, because right now it is the children, it is the family there in El Paso and in Dayton, Ohio, in Chicago. They are the ones that are grieving right now. Is your turn next? Is that what it's going to take? Is it going to take your turn, your number to come up, and your child to be murdered at the hands of evil that finally will be enough? And so you're sounding the alarm, James. You know, you and your wife and your team there in the church and other churches that are serious about pursuing God across this great nation of ours are doing this. And in talking with Franklin Graham several months ago, you know, he led quite a movement on the on the steps of Capitol buildings across the country. And he told me, he says, right. Bill, you know, thousands of people are coming out to pray. I mean, people who are, you know, Christ followers understand and they see the problem. They're throwing themselves in the gap between a holy God and a knucklehead nation. And, but it's just that we're just not quite. And I'm like you. I mean, I'm in expectation of a revival and hoping that we have bonfires of revival in, you know, specific communities. But we need to have those bonfire, those fire, you know, ignite to where it goes from coast to coast.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think we've got to do everything we can in the natural to get behind heroes like Franklin Graham and do our part, right? Even if we're not at that level. And then I think we need to pray. I think we need to pray because God has given us one more hour of sunlight. Look, no matter how you want to fight this thing, Donald Trump was an answer to our prayer. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, we've prayed other presidents in, but now we need to do our part. We need to be aware. We can't be ignorant any longer of what the enemy's trying to do. And we've got to do our part in prayer and being present in solving this, you know. We see 100 homeless here in New London, Connecticut, every day, Monday through Friday. Actually, our President Trump made a reference to our breakfast program at the Coast Guard cadet graduation.
James, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up when we come back. More from James LeVest. Okay. Stay with us. Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards in your mortgage but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law Number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Stendavite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
It really is the best news ever, ladies and gentlemen. You know, some people hearing James and I talk today will embrace. I mean, this is music to the ear. The Bible says that the word will go out and find its mate. And we're going to connect with a certain number of our audience directly. It's going to make sense to some are going to reject, because that's what you've been doing. You've rejected the truth of God. And the reason I believe that God has given me this platform, and it really is by God's grace and mercy. If I told you the whole story, you'd understand exactly why I'm saying this. He's given it to me to elevate and to continue to spread the gospel message, because that really is our hope. When you think about these shooters and what seems to be consistent with these and the other shooters that have been ravaging our country today, it is a loss of hope. It's a disconnectedness. I mean, to hear James talk about these numbers of people, these young people who, in this very socialized media and information age in which we live in, and they are extraordinarily lonely. Can you imagine? I mean, they say that one of the most cruel things they can do to a prisoner, James, is to put him in solitary confinement. I mean, the mere idea of being put in solitary confinement gives me claustrophobia. It just shakes me right to the core. And people are left in solitary confinement for an extended period of time. I would think that, you know, I don't know, I would just think the brain damage that would occur would just be almost irrecoverable. That's just me. But here's people in our society walking around, and they're seeing, you know, who should be their friends, maybe their peers, and they don't know them. They walk by them like as if they don't exist both ways. And that's really sad, because when you think about the way God designed us, he designed us to worship him and to have a horizontal relationship with one another. And those two things have to work together. If that is missing, we're going to be basket cases. We're going to go out there and do this kind of crazy stuff, you know, that's happening this weekend. And, you know, you can have You can have government research. You can think Donald Trump or think some politician. Really, what this really addresses and needs to address is the individual hearts of humanity, that in and of ourselves without God, we can be rather evil. And as Paul would say, but for the grace of God, go I. And, yeah. You know, you think about it. This is pretty scary stuff, and I don't know how scary it has to get, James.
Yeah, it is. You know, every time I think we hit rock bottom, it gets worse, you know. Mm-hmm. And the need seems so great, but it is at a point where it can't be a person. I mean, it has to be God. Mm-hmm. It has to be a spiritual awakening, a political awakening. We have to, you know, spiritually drain the swamp, if that makes sense. I'm exactly. In New England right now. It was touched by the Great Awakenings. Jonathan Edwards, George Whitfield preach in our building in mm-hmm. Connecticut. We have a massive building that mm-hmm. was used during an era in America that shaped our nation. And I believe that God is going to turn the tide, and he's giving us one more hour of daylight to see mm-hmm. this thing turned around. I really believe that, and we all have to play our part.
I've often referred to it as a kind of a Nineveh moment. If you remember when Jonah went to Nineveh, it was time out on judgment. And I thought I kind of felt the same way. I used to talk about this for years. And I had a couple of people kind of make fun of me going, oh, Nineveh. And I, well, you know, it's just I just believe that this is what God has shown me, is that we've been given this opportunity. And, you know, we all talk about revival, and I encourage people, go be a revival of one. You know, just go be your own revival, and we'll be surprised what happens. Because as you mentioned earlier, God uses, you know, people who are available, not those necessarily that are on stage that, you know, attract millions of people or thousands of people. They have Twitter followers and all that. It is many times we've seen it time and time again. I mean, hey, if God can use a donkey, he can use anybody, can't he?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Yeah, and you know, more than that, I think God chooses the unlikely ones, right?
Right.
He doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. Let me tell you something. I had a kid at 15, dropped out of high school, never knew my dad, grew up in the poorest area, watched people get killed at 12, was on heroin at 14, and I got to tell you something. I've planted over 30 churches. I've traveled to almost 40 nations of the earth, seeing lives completely transformed. So I'm with you. I believe God can use anyone, mm-hmm. but we have got to say yes.
Yes.
And you're right on, Bill. If I can walk in my heart, can be on fire for God to make a difference in this world, the lie is that we can't make a difference. Mm-hmm. I started ministry with nobody feeding one homeless person in my city. Now we feed 100 a day. Wow. All it takes is one person to say, let me play my part. Man, we're going to see this thing happen.
Exactly. Well, you know, and this is the way God works time and again. And James, you know it firsthand. You know, as I say on the show, I was, I am. You know, this is where you were before. Now, because of God, I am. And what he's doing. And it's not that you're claiming any glory other than you're just saying, hey, look, if God can use me, he can use anybody.
Right.
And, you know, this is what it's all about. And the fact of the matter is, it's available to so many. I mean, they're maybe listeners out here today that are hopeless and saying, you know, why would God use me? Why not? Why not?
Right.
Because of what you've experienced. This is what God does. He uses time and again. You know, you say, my devotion the other day was talking about how God uses the wise, you know, uses the unwise to confound the wise. You know, the people that think they know so much, and they're all the elites and everything. And then who does God choose, you know? He chooses the young kid who's out in the field, you know, whose father didn't even think enough of him to bring him in to see the prophet, left him out there because he doesn't matter, you know?
Right.
He rejected by his earthly father, but accepted by his heavenly father, says, you know what? You're the guy. You know, you're my man, right? And that's what God does time and again, which blows. You know, if you look at it through the eyes of today's culture, I understand it is overwhelming. But that's what God does. That's why, you know, we have to, you know, come to God in all humility. If we think we have something to offer, it's almost like we're disqualified right off the bat, aren't we, James?
Oh, man, it's so true. I mean, it really is more of him and less of us, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you're seeing the pride of America get brought down by evil, right? You're seeing the nation's downfall morally as we speak. It has never been more corrupt as it is today.
Right.
You have gender identity issues. I mean, what years ago, what was right is not right anymore. And the country morally has been on a decline, and this past tragedy this weekend proves it. We have got to see a change. You know, you said something just a minute ago about devotion. Man, my generation doesn't know anything about even devotion. They don't even know what it is because they don't spend any time with the Lord. There's no time in their day. You know, 2 years ago, we launched a daily devotional, believe it or not, just to fix that same issue called Engaging Heaven Today. Because my generation had no way and no devotion, and I wanted to change that. So, you know, it's these little things that I believe over time that are going to change everything for this country.
Well, we know that what we focus on, we hit. You know, it's called, you know, whether you're riding a motorcycle, whatever you're doing, if that's what your intention is, you're going to hit it. So given that you could choose good or evil, it's an individual choice. This is the freedom that God has given us. And it's up to us to exercise it in a way that brings glory to Him that is beyond ourselves. James, your book, Fire, Preparing for the Next Great Holy Spirit Outpouring. I, like you, I'm waiting for this. I'm expectant. I'm excitedly expectant for it because this is the thing that happens time and again. I tell people sometimes, I go, I'm a butt Christian. And they go, what do you mean, butt Christian? What do you mean? I said, well, when you read the Bible, there's always this bad news that happens. I mean, right now, you can look at America. Hey, we've got mass shootings. We've got our kids in peril. They're in a downward spiral. They're confused. They don't even know which bathroom to go to. Girls are competing with, you know, genders that are not even, you know, fair and equal anymore. I mean, it's out of control. You can't even in college say, hey guys, because if you gender, you know, specify them, that's an offense. I mean, this is how nuts this has become in our country today.
Right.
But, you know, the deal is that if we don't do and we don't stand up against this insanity, it's only going to get worse. But you consider all the bad news. But like the Bible says, but God. In God, there's truth. In God, there's salvation. Yeah. In God, there is sanity in an insane world. And this is what it takes, sadly, you know, this side of heaven and in our humanity, it takes this kind of insanity for people to finally give up of themselves and just say, I surrender. I cannot do this anymore. It is beyond me. I cannot come up with one policy or one idea that's going to keep people from going out and murdering other people. I am not going to come up in and of myself with any idea that's going to solve the murders that happen every weekend in Chicago, for example, James.
Right. Yeah, I love that analogy of butt Christian, 100%. Look, we have to have hope in times like this. Romans 5 said Abraham, in all hope, against hope, he believed. Which means there's a heavenly hope and there's an earthly wish. I don't earthly wish, I heavenly hope.
Amen.
And I believe that it's a God-sized problem that he's going to fill if we do our part. You know, the Bible's full of, you know, if my people, then I will. If my people, then I will. And I believe we're in that moment.
Amen. James Levesque serves as international speaker, church planner, and young emerging apostolic voice in New England, as you can tell. His new book, Fire, Preparing for the Next Great Holy Spirit Outpouring, available at all the usual places and linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. How can they be directly in touch with you? We got about 10 seconds left, James.
Yep. @James_Levesque. And then more importantly, download Engaging Heaven Today, a daily devotional by me every day, 13 minutes.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Every day we